July 15th. I've been putting off a visit to my mother. I want to see her, and I don't. Not until I'm sure what is going to happen to me. Let's see first how the work goes and what I discover. Algernon refuses to run the maze anymore. General motivation has decreased. I stopped off again today to see him, and this time Strauss was there too. Both he and Niemer looked disturbed as they watched Bert force-feed him. Strange to see the little puff of white clamped down on the work table, and Bert forcing the food down his throat with an eyedropper. If it keeps up this way, they'll have to start feeding him by injection. Watching Algernon squirm under those tiny bands this afternoon, I felt them around my own arms and legs. I started to gag and choke, and I had to get out of the lab for fresh air. I've got to stop identifying with him. I went down to Murray's bar and had a few drinks, and then I called Faye and we made the rounds. Faye is annoyed that I've stopped taking her out dancing, and she got angry and walked out on me last night. She has no idea of my work and no interest in it, and when I do try to talk to her about it, she makes no attempt to hide her boredom. She just can't be bothered, and I can't blame her. She's interested in only three things that I can see: dancing, painting, and sex. The only thing we really have in common is sex. It's foolish of me to try to interest her in my work. So she goes dancing without me. She told me that the other night she dreamed she had come into the apartment and set fire to all my books and notes, and that we went off dancing around the flames. I've got to watch out. She's becoming possessive. I just realized tonight that my own place is starting to resemble her apartment. A mess. I've got to cut down on the drinking.
This ends Disc 6.